With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iran is threatening a response after the U.S. Navy seizes an Iranian-flagged cargo ship.
The U.S. Navy's forcible seizure of an Iranian-flagged cargo ship has thrown into doubt an announcement from President Donald Trump that U.S. negotiators will head to Pakistan on Monday for another round of talks with Iran. Trump's announcement on Sunday had raised hopes of extending a fragile ceasefire, while Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson adds Tehran does not have plans yet to attend any talks with the U.S. Trump had said the cargo ship had been stopped by blowing a hole in the engine room and that U.S. Marines had custody of the vessel, named Tuska, and were seeing what's on board. Iran's Joint Military Command says Tehran will respond soon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The State Department on Monday issued visa restrictions for 75 people who they say are linked to the Sinaloa cartel.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio wrote in a statement, quote, "The Sinaloa cartel smuggles in fentanyl, which the president designated as a weapon of mass destruction, and other deadly drugs that harm American communities." In September, the Treasury Department also sanctioned members of the Sinaloa faction known as Los Mayos. President Trump created the Shield of the Americas to partner with other heads of state on efforts to end transnational drug trafficking, illegal immigration, and violent activity in the Western Hemisphere. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The nation's capital is abuzz with the sound of Scripture being read aloud. At the Museum of the Bible, every verse of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is being read aloud. An army of volunteer readers will stand at the podium for brief readings from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily until the entire Bible is read in 7 days. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 4 points, the Nasdaq dropped 84, the S&P lower by 18. This is SRN News. A new persecution report focuses on abductions.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that while many Christians are killed or physically abused for their faith, a large number are also kidnapped. Sometimes the kidnappers, often radical Muslims, want ransom from the victim's family. But often the person abducted is a young Christian woman who is then subjected to a forced marriage. GCR says Mexico had the most kidnappings over the last 2 years, followed by Nigeria and India. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the midst of the war in Iran, Christian ministries abroad continue to spread the gospel, and television is a big part of that. For 2 decades, Christian TV channels produced in the United States and Europe have made their way into Iranian homes. Thousands of satellite dishes dot the roofs, hot tops of Tehran and other Iranian cities, picking up signals that originate far beyond Iran's borders. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Oil prices climbed following the latest rise of U.S.-Iran tensions, but the moves were more modest than they were earlier in the war. Stocks, meanwhile, gave back a bit of their record-breaking rally today. At the closing bell, the Dow was off by just about 5 points. Mortgage rates lingering right below 7% after reaching a 4-week low last Friday.
The weekly national average for 30-year mortgage rates has hit 6.3%, according to Bankrate, and the national average for 15-year mortgage rates has hit 5.73%. It follows a February drop below 6% for 30-year mortgages, which happened for the first time in more than 3 years. But starting in March, rates started to pick up. Homeowners are hoping to see lower rates stick, as predicted by Fannie Mae. The Federal Housing Finance Agency said rates are expected to hit 5.7% by the fourth quarter.
In that report from correspondent Bernie Bennett for the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.